This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I go from one extreme. Wayne Allen Root, by the way. Coast to coast, sea to shining sea. On Newsmax TV, as you can see, as well as USA Radio, as you can hear, in the world-famous war room in the country I call Trump Land, deep inside Wayne Manor. It's Wayne Allen Root. We're going to war, and I'm on the warpath, man. We've got a Democratic Party and a liberal media that work in concert with each other. They're best friends. They're business partners. They're out to destroy Donald Trump. And none of us believe it. None of us are going anywhere. We're all supporting Trump. But they're putting him in a very tough spot because he's got to respond now. Got to respond to the mass shootings as if it's all about white extremism and white nationalism, and it's not. There were two shootings, and one of them was clearly a Democrat-registered liberal Antifa and supporter of Elizabeth Warren, but nobody's telling you that. But, you know, the point is none of us should be talking about the political registration of somebody who commits a mass murder. It doesn't matter. It does not matter, folks. This isn't about politics. I remember when, Gabrielle Giffords, isn't that his name? Her name, Gabby Giffords was the Republican, was the Democrat congresswoman from Tucson, Arizona, and she got shot in the back of the head. What a horrific thing. Do you worry about, did I care whether it was a Republican or a Democrat? It was a nutcase. Stop talking politics when it comes to mass murder. And you're embarrassing yourselves, Democrats. You're looking like idiots. This has nothing to do with Trump. This has nothing to do with white extremism. This has everything to do with mental illness. And today, a former FBI agent said that his sources in the FBI say that the mass murder in El Paso was not influenced by Donald Trump, but rather was triggered by watching the Democratic debates and hear them all say they wanted to give illegal aliens health insurance. So again, they'll say that proves he's a conservative, but he was triggered by the Democratic debate, not by anything Donald Trump said. But sure, you could argue he's on the right. If he says that, you could argue he's against illegal immigrants. He's crazy. That's all that matters. He's a nutcase. On the other hand, in Dayton, clearly a leftist. So one out of two, and yet the Democrats and the media only focus on the one. It's fraud. It's very clearly fraud. Cory Booker comes out today and demands all Trump rallies be canceled because it's a breeding ground for racism. Folks, the Democratic Party is a breeding ground for violence and Antifa and racism against white people and Republicans and capitalists. And so we're a breeding ground against racism, they think, towards people of color. And it couldn't be further from the truth. Donald Trump, if he's a racist, is the worst racist in the history of America because he's done more in this economy to help black people and Hispanic people and women and gay people and young people. All those groups tend to be Democrat leaners and liberal leaners, and he's done more to help them in this economy than any president in modern American history since Reagan, and far more than Obama. What a racist we're dealing with. It's absolutely crazy. They just have decided that if you don't believe in open borders, you're a white supremacist. And the Goebbels philosophy, the propaganda spewed by the Nazi regime, was if you tell a lie enough times, eventually it becomes the truth. So all you hear in the news from Democrats is white supremacists, white nationalists, racist, KKK, Nazis, Hitler, Republicans, white people, mass shooters, and they blend it all together, and they're lying to you, man. And when I read you my commentary, you'll understand how they're lying. My commentary is titled My Confession About Guns. I'll read that in a little while. First, I want to start with Bill O'Reilly. He's got his talking points, and there's some great ones, lots of wisdom, great insights, as usual, from Bill O'Reilly.
Riley here for Newsmax, and this is the Talking Points Memo. On my national radio program today, the O'Reilly Update, I did a long analysis of hateful rhetoric in the USA, and there's plenty of it, as you know. So the genesis of the hateful rhetoric in the last 3 years was the ascension of Donald Trump to power. Before that, there was hateful rhetoric directed at President Obama, at President Bush the Younger, but it wasn't nearly what it is today. So we have two mass shootings over the weekend, and they blame President Trump for those murders. That is grossly unfair. In fact, it's revolting. And I say that with no ideology. I'm not rooting for anyone. Just as a human being, as an American citizen. Grossly unfair. Now, the hateful rhetoric began in the campaign when Donald Trump basically slashed and burned his way to the nomination by calling other Republicans white guys, Little Marco, Lion Ted, that kind of thing. President Trump believes, and you will see this in my upcoming book, The United States of Trump, that the best way to win is to personalize an opponent in a negative way most of the time. And that's what he does. Is that hateful? Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. There's no doubt about it. So President Trump has some blame, if you will, for the rhetoric situation we have in the United States. However, once the president won, he was fairly gracious to Hillary Clinton, to Barack Obama when they made the transition. There wasn't a lot of angst. He wasn't acting out. He was basically assuming power. But the American press hated him. And I use that word hate literally. And did everything they could to marginalize, embarrass, and subsequently try to destroy Donald Trump. He fought back. And the rest is history. You know what happened. Then the Democratic Party basically said, you know what, if the media is going to hate him like this, we'll do it too, because there's no constraints. We can hate Donald Trump as much as we want, and we'll never get criticized for doing it. So there was like an alliance formed, the Democratic Party and the national media. We'll both hate Trump. So how did the president respond? Like he always does. He hated back. He hit back. Now, I've talked to him about this personally, man to man. And he says to me, look, if I don't protect myself, who's going to? Press isn't. So I'm going to allow myself to be a pinata and get bashed every day without response? Donald Trump's never going to do that. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. There's a way to do it, particularly when you're president of the United States. I tamped down the personal stuff, and I told him that. But the rhetoric directed at Donald Trump is 1,000 times more hateful than what Mr. Trump gives back. And then when you're analyzing Donald Trump's political rhetoric, it's all been taken out of context. There's an interesting thing on Prager University, you know, Dennis Prager. Go to his website about the Charlottesville situation. And I write about this extensively in the United States of Trump. And I document it, so there's no doubt. But Prager basically puts forth, this is the biggest lie in America today, what Donald Trump said about Charlottesville, Virginia. So look, whether you agree with that or not, it's worth reading, worth seeing what Prager is saying. But there is no question that the hateful rhetoric is now fueled by a hateful press and media. That's who's driving this train. Now, I don't believe in blaming anybody for mass murder. That's not fair. But we, as Americans, should be a fair people. You want hate? Look at the New York Times, the Washington Post, listen to CNN, NBC News, every single day. You got hate. That is the Talking Points Memo. More commentary based on facts on BillO'Reilly.com. I hope you check it out, and we'll see you soon.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Biden, you know, again, they're using this as an excuse to come for our guns, and it's not me. I'm not exaggerating. We're not making it up. It's not in the back of our minds. Joe Biden says, if you have an assault weapon, I'm coming for you. 2020 Democratic candidates urge new ban in the wake of shootings. Joe Biden calls for gun controls that failed in Dayton, Ohio, and everywhere else they've ever been tried. Connecticut elected official claims all Americans have got to turn in their guns because a couple of crazy nut jobs killed people in Dayton and El Paso, and it's going to go on and on. Every single time there's a mass shooting, you're going to have Democrats call, this has got to be it, we got to take your guns away. But meanwhile, they're having a town hall. How much time we have left, Chris? All right. We have a town hall at CNN going on. When is this CNN town hall happening? Wednesday, tomorrow, hosted by Chris Cuomo. It's called America Under Assault, the Gun Crisis. And it's going to be a hit job on Trump and the Republican Party, a love fest for Democrats. Not one Republican congressman's been invited. It's in the El Paso area. There are four Republican congressmen, Representative Chip Roy, John Carter, Randy Weber, and Michael McCall. And not one of those Texas Republican congressmen affected by this mass shooting has been invited to appear. They want it to be 100% Democrats, and the audience members, I'm sure they've made sure, like a lawyer does with a jury, everybody's on your team, everybody's on your side, so that they can get their client off or get their client, freedom. It's a fixed job, folks. They're out to take our guns away. When I get back, my commentary, my confession about guns. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess.
Yes, Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Does your business spend $500 a month?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back, Wayne Allen Root. I told you I'd get to my commentary. Let's do it. It's a short segment. Got to get my commentary in, and we'll take your calls. Line up, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My confession about guns. Get ready for my confession. I'm white, male, Republican. I dislike government. I believe in the Constitution. I demand a wall to secure our border. But I'm just getting started. I've watched violent TV and movies my entire life. I don't watch a show unless it's cops versus bad guys, or military, or war movies, or mafia movies like Godfather or Goodfellas. And I've owned guns for my self-defense my entire adult life. I've got a CCW, a concealed weapons permit. I'm packing right now. I'd love to go gun shooting with my kids. I took my daughter shooting to celebrate her graduation from Harvard University. And by the way, we shot machine guns. Eat your hearts out. Yet somehow, despite this resume, I've never shot anyone. I've never killed anyone. I've never committed a crime. Never been accused of a crime. Never been convicted of a crime. Hard to believe, huh? Based on the hysterical propaganda coming from the media and the Democratic presidential candidates this weekend, all white male Republicans are killers. And we're to blame. And Trump's to blame. And 63 million Trump voters to blame for all the mass shootings. And banning guns is the only answer. But they forgot to mention a few little things, a few minor things. The 2018 annual report and sourcebook of federal sentencing statistics reports that non-citizens, i.e. illegal aliens, make up 7% of America's population, but commit 42% of the crimes, of the federal crimes. 7% of the population, but commit 42% of the crimes. Isn't that strange how all these foreign criminals killing American citizens, raping American citizens, robbing American citizens, doesn't bother the Democrat Party or the liberal media? No headlines, no hysteria, and no calls for action. If Trump's responsible for every white mass shooter, which is ludicrous, by the way, why are Democrats responsible for the vast majority of the violent crime committed by criminals that they let into this country because they fight and they support and they demand open borders and then they protect them from deportation and refuse to hand them over to ICE in their sanctuary cities? They are directly responsible for the crime and they should be held responsible. On the days leading to the two terrible mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, there were 60 shootings in Chicago. It was so bad that Mount Sinai Hospital in Chicago had to stop accepting patients on Sunday because they hit maximum capacity in their trauma center. 60 shot in a couple of days. How did that escape the media's glare? A year ago on the same weekend in Chicago, 74 people were shot and 12 killed. Yet no blame for Democrats. And by the way, Chicago already has the nation's strictest gun control laws, and they're a massive failure. Now let's look south of our border. Wikipedia, a liberal news source, reports, quote, Mexico has extremely restrictive laws regarding gun possession. There's only one gun store in the entire country of Mexico. Yet 889 people were killed in the first 7 months of this year in Juarez, Mexico, El Paso's sister city. And in the whole country of Mexico, 25,339 people were murdered last year. And now this year, in the first 7 months, Mexico has set a new all-time record with 17,608 murders in a country with one gun store, in a country with the most restrictive gun laws in the world. So I guess the problem isn't one race or Republicans, one party, or Donald Trump, the president. Did I mention the shooter in Dayton, Ohio, was a registered Democrat and supported Elizabeth Warren? Is Trump to blame? It's funny how the media didn't happen to mention that little detail. The problem isn't even mass shootings. They're horrific, but they make up a tiny percentage of murders. And the answer sure isn't strict gun control, because the facts prove it not only doesn't work, criminals don't care, but defenseless citizens are slaughtered. So please, let's not jump to conclusions and make bad decisions about gun control based on one tragic weekend. I'll have some common sense solutions that might actually work in my next newspaper column coming out on Sunday, and I'll read them to you here on Friday on my show, Wayne Allyn, Raw and Unfiltered, on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. Sam Lannis, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Give him a call. He's the best tax lawyer in America. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. Because if you go up against the IRS without the help of Sam Lannis, you're crazy, you're blind, you're deaf, and you're dumb. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. And you're an underdog against the IRS. That's why it's 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Or go to WeHelpYou.com, the website, with the letter U. Whatever your issue, Sam Lannis is the guy. Questions or problems with your taxes? 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Police and federal agents continue to investigate a deadly mass murder in Dayton, Ohio that left 9 people dead. FBI Special Agent in Charge Todd Wickerham says the suspect was obsessed with violence.
We have uncovered evidence throughout the course of our investigation that the shooter was exploring violent ideologies. And based upon this evidence, we're initiating an FBI investigation side-by-side with the Dayton Police homicide investigation to make sure we get to the bottom and we explore everything and we try to understand the best we can why this horrific attack happened.
President Trump and the First Lady will both be heading to Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas on Wednesday. North Korea says its latest missile test was a warning against joint military exercises between South Korea and the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I love my Real Water, by the way. Real Water. Go to realwater.com. They provide all my water free on this show because they're huge conservatives. Brent and Amy Jones, great people. And they ship box loads of water to me every single week so that me and all my guests get free water on the radio and TV show. Thank you, Brent Jones. Thank you, Amy Jones. Thank you, realwater.com. Great water. It's alkaline water with negative ions that makes you feel and look healthy. It's just great stuff. Dr. Joseph Williams is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Dr. Joseph Williams, his website is vacationrestoration.com, vacationrestoration.com. You can call him at 888-357-0888. It is a free consultation. The call's free. The consultation's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. He's the best hair restoration doctor in the world, which means I've been his best friend for 18 years. And he showed me the pictures and the videos before and after of all these guys who come in bald or balding and all these gals who come in balding, and they're just broken up. Their life is ruined because they don't have hair. And he takes care of them and gives them a hair transplant, and you look 6 months and a year later, and they look like they've got the thickest hair in the world. It's unbelievable. It's startling. He's an artist. He's amazing. And all these people come in from all over the world, celebrities, billionaire businessmen. Even a sitting president of a country has come in to have their hair done in Las Vegas with Dr. Joe Williams. That's why it's vacation restoration. He pays for your vacation while you're here getting a hair job, if you want to call it that, or a hair restoration might be the nice high-class way to call it. He's a pioneer in his field. He's one of 200 doctors in the world with the designation Diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery. And by the way, if you happen to be living in Las Vegas or liking to take trips to Las Vegas, he's here. So Vegas and Reno offices, if you're in either of those two, you don't have to fly in from around the world or around the country. It's in your backyard. So that's pretty amazing, too. But he offers reasonable financing and affordable prices, and he's an amazing guy. I vouch for him. He's got unbelievable talent and credibility. He's a real MD, a real surgeon, and a real artist. Call him at 888-357-0888 or go to vacationrestoration.com. Let's grab calls. Lines are full. We got Scott in Colorado on line one. Scott, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, good. So what's on your mind tonight? Scott? He hung up on himself. He wanted to talk about red flag laws, and he hung up on himself. I'm sure he'll call back. Let's take Carolyn in North Carolina on line four. Carolyn, you're not going to hang up on me, are you?
No. I'm here. This is good. Carolyn in North Carolina.
All right, good, good. Welcome to my show. What's on your mind tonight, Carolyn?
Well, I'm calling about the shooting at the Walmart in El Paso.
Yes.
And I just wanted to express to you that my anger at the Walmart stores all across the country, they do not have armed security guards.
Right.
I know that for a fact. They do not have armed security guards. And if they had an armed security guard at both of those entrances to that store, then maybe this would not have been as bad, or maybe it might not have happened at all.
Well, not only do they not have armed security guards, Carolyn, but this store was a gun-free zone. I'm assuming all Walmarts are probably, at this point in life, gun-free zones. But I know that store was. So you have no armed security, and you have no armed customers because they're afraid to walk in with a gun because they could be arrested, you know, or certainly asked to leave the premises. But there's a chance that they'll see you with a gun and call the police, and you could wind up being hassled or arrested. So the end result is you're a sitting duck at a Walmart store. So, you know,
exactly.
My column will come out on Friday, but one of the things I'm suggesting is we got to ban gun-free zones. They don't work. Everybody gets killed in all these mass shootings. Always in a gun-free zone almost every time. And we got to get security at every store and every church and every synagogue and every supermarket and every ball game. You got to have people who are armed to the teeth with security. And we got to pass reciprocity laws that allow all of us private citizens who have CCW, concealed carry permits, to carry them in any state. That's going to be a very important key. So you're right on track with what I'm going to say on Friday. Thank you, Carolyn.
And also, I have another comment.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just real quick. In my opinion, The excuse that Walmart did not have security guards is not a valid excuse because I was told that on Black Friday, they always have security, armed
right.
security. And it's not, you know, there's more than just one day of the year, not
right.
just Black Friday.
Okay,
and
I'm
the
with
family,
you.
The families that were affected by this shooting, if I were a family member of one of those victims, I would sue the heck out of Walmart.
Yes, ma'am. I'm with you. All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Great ideas. Great stuff. On the money, Carolyn. Mike from Ohio on line 3. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Very fine. Thank you, Mr. Root. I have this terrific idea. I'd like to run it by you and your audience.
Okay.
How about having Mr. William Barr put a full-page ad in the Washington Post headlined, Whistleblowers Wanted. And under that, if you left the FBI or the DOJ in the past dozen years because of something you know or think you might have knowledge of illegal procedures, call us. You know who you are, and yes, we know who you are, too. And then a phone number. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
I love, you know, listen, I write all these columns and everybody tells me how smart I am. I'm not that smart. I get all my ideas from you. All of my listeners and viewers are the best in the world. You guys are brilliant. That's a great idea. The only thing I would say to that one, Mike, is I would say it's not just for FBI agents or DOJ or CIA. It's for every level of government under Obama. Whatever Obama did dirty, if you're a whistleblower, come forward. We will protect you. You will get paid and we will take care of you. And if there's a big amount of money involved, we'll give you a piece of that big amount of money involved. Let's get all the dirt that Obama was the most corrupt president in the history of America, and I'm convinced he weaponized the FBI, he weaponized the IRS, he weaponized the DOJ, he weaponized the CIA, he weaponized the NSA. This guy was dirty, dirty, dirty. I agree with you. I love the ad. I love the concept. I love it so much. I want you, Mike, when you hang up the phone, send me an email, wayneroot@gmail.com. And write the idea in the email, and I'm going to write a column about it because I think it's fantastic. But I'll forget because I'm in the middle of my TV show, and when the show ends, I'm like brain dead after 3 hours on radio and TV. I'll forget. Send me an email tonight with this idea, wayneroot@gmail.com. Mike, you're a genius. I love it. Let's go after them all. Let's get the whistleblowers. All right, let's get to Russ in Mississippi on line 4. Russ, you're on with Wayne Root. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. I just wanted to make a comment about the Walmart stores that the lady was talking about.
Yes.
I've been in several, and I've got the concealed carry, and Mississippi's got open carry, and you can carry in any of them.
All right, so but she was saying there were no armed guards. That was her argument. I was the guy who said it was a gun-free zone, and maybe all Walmarts are gun-free. So obviously in Mississippi they are not gun-free zones, correct?
Right, right.
So it depends on the area you're in.
Also, some of them that I've been in late at night do have their security guard at the door with, he is armed. So.
Right, but they should have them at all of them. Obviously, we're at a point in society where your church service should not be without an armed guard, or certainly a member of the, a member of the church should have guns with them at all times, concealed carry permit, and ready to go in case of an emergency. Same thing at a synagogue, same thing at any meeting of private citizens. You're crazy. You're a sitting duck, just sitting there, and any business that leaves you unguarded like that, they're going to get sued. You got to have an armed guard there. Got to. But I was assuming they all were gun-free zones, and perhaps they're not. But I did know, I did hear this store in El Paso was a gun-free zone, this Walmart. Big mistake.
Yeah, well, it's Beto's territory, so.
Exactly. I'm sure the rest of Texas they're armed, but not in El Paso. So Beto's screaming at Trump. Maybe we should be screaming at Beto. What an idiot that guy is. All right, Russ, appreciate the call. Glad to hear they're armed and ready to go in Mississippi. How about Ray in Idaho? How are you, Ray? It's Wayne Root.
Hi, Wayne. Thank you for receiving my call.
Yes, sir.
Before we start this conversation, I want to give my sympathies and the love to all these people.
Of course.
It's regrettable, and that they shouldn't use it as a political thing.
It never should have been political. Democrats turn into political. It should not be political. A mass murder is not political. I don't care what the guy's registered. The guy in Dayton's a Democrat. He supports Elizabeth Warren. Should she step down from the race now? I mean, how come she's not taking personal responsibility? I don't care that he's a Democrat. I only care that he's crazy. These guys, these are nut jobs. He had a kill list in high school. He was a time bomb waiting to happen. Nothing to do with President Trump. Anyway, go ahead. Ray, go ahead.
Anyway, I just want to give him my sympathies because it's important that we make it into very sensitive talk about it, gun laws and stuff like that. The thing is, I've been thinking about all these gun laws that they want to make.
Yeah.
Is it not working in Baltimore and these other big cities?
Chicago, yeah.
What makes you think that changing the laws again? And if it's not working in Baltimore and Chicago, why are they still trying?
All right, well, the answer is it's not going to work anywhere else. It's never worked anywhere in world history. Mexico doesn't have any guns, no gun stores, and yet they have tons of murders. I mean, 25,000 last year, 900 and something in just the last 7 months in Juarez, across from El Paso, as my commentary reported. So it won't work, but I will tell you what I said last night, what I said on my radio show earlier today at USA Radio. Trump has got to get reelected or there's no America. So he's got to respond to women, some of whom don't love guns, and suburban housewives and suburban mothers who are concerned about their kids and scared to death about these mass murderers. And he's got to come up with some sort of plan. It may have to include a couple of concessions, but keep them very narrowly focused and do them very as small as possible, and we'll be okay. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of Nature.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now was the old name of the show. It's now Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, because that is the best description you'll ever find for this show, the most unique show on American television and American radio. There's nobody else. Look, I love Rush Limbaugh, but I'll bet she has a staff of 10 or more. And I love Sean Hannity on Fox News, right? But I'll bet he's got a staff of 20 or more. That's the way it works. And they write your scripts for you, and they got teleprompters, and they got stories, and when they sing songs and ditties, someone writes it for them. I'm by myself, man. It's Wayne Allen Root talking right here with no teleprompter, no script. I just look at the camera and I fire away on all the biggest news stories that I choose in order of the top news stories in America today that you'll never get from ABC, NBC, CBS, etc., etc. And there's no little PR gals and little assistants running around feeding me information. There's nothing. It's me responding raw and unfiltered to you, to all the issues that matter to me and you. All right, my doctor suggests, by the way, is the sponsor. Oh, wow, we got a full, wow, everybody's calling. The calls are out of this world. And remember, it's the middle of July when most people are out at the beach. So you guys are great. Did I say July? I meant August. See, I'm getting tired. It's the middle of August, not the middle of July. I know, I'm tired, Chris. Give me a break. I got something exciting to share with you. It's my doctor suggests. They are the sponsor of the show. If you have gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, if you suffer from two things I always suffer from, brain fog or leaky gut syndrome, and believe me when I tell you, I wake up in the morning, I'd be foggy for hours. Now there's no more brain fog. Sometimes I only sleep 4 or 5 hours a night, and I wake up sharp as a laser-guided missile. It's unbelievable what you guys have done for me. My brain is sharp as a tack when I wake up in the morning. For the first second, used to be foggy, and it's gone. And leaky gut. I used to eat and be tired, fatigued, not anymore. And I used to lose my voice. I get through all these shows, 3.5 years, on my doctor's suggest, silver lozenges, never lost my voice. Their products are amazing. The difference is alkaline structured silver. It destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and virus, and it doesn't harm your good bacteria. It is amazing what it can do. Check it out for yourself. Call 866-660-9868. Tell them Wainwright sent you. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Tell them Wainwright sent you, or put in the promo code root, and you get 20% off your products. Give them a call. Great people, and you get a free book, too. All right, let's get John in D.C. who's waited patiently. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. You know, I was born and raised in the New York area, Newark, Booker, Corey's.
Cory Booker, yeah. Cory Booker's home territory. Yeah. Although he's a rich guy. Newark's a poor town. He's a rich guy.
I got his name reversed. But let me just say one thing. I grew up in the 40s, and this was before TV, and there was this guy that was like you. You remind me of him. He was a reporter, and he was a columnist, and he had a radio show. And during the war, the Second World War, he would start out saying, good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all ships at sea. I don't know if you know him, but he used to wear a fedora.
What was his name? What was the name?
Walter Winchell. You're the
Walter
Winchell.
Oh, yeah, of course I know the name.
Century.
Well, I was born in 61, so that was way before my time, but I know the name. I know the name Walter Winchell, yes.
I thought maybe you might have heard, might have guessed without me telling you, but I think Matt Drudge is probably going to get mad at me because I think he knew about Walter Winchell, and that's why he's always wearing a hat. But you're the real Walter Winchell. You get everything right. And
minus the hat.
I think.
I've never been a hat guy.
Yeah, I think you're right about the next election in 2020. It's going to be a Herculean effort. It shouldn't be. But Trump has got everybody against him, not only the media and his the deep state, you know, the people that work in the bureaucracy, all the Obama loyalists. And now
everyone. The whole country, the whole government.
The census has to be taken in 2020, right? He can't even get the citizenship question on the census. He went to the Supreme Court and they threw it out.
Because Roberts is
no
good. Roberts is no good, and I believe Roberts is dirty. Something's wrong with Justice John Roberts.
He's corrupt.
I've said this on the show.
They can
right.
be.
Yeah.
He saved Obamacare himself. He
right.
had to do all kinds of somersaults.
Saved Obamacare, killed the citizenship question. Right. Twice now he screwed
Absolutely.
Us over. Right. Bad
so
guy.
What's going to happen is with all these illegals in the country, and they're all being given ID cards, they're going to be voting an election, okay?
Of course they are. They voted last time.
Yep, and it's going to be even worse this time. They're even talking about lowering the voting age to 16.
Well, not in this election.
I don't know what that'll ever happen.
Listen, let me tell you. If we don't reelect John, if we don't reelect Trump, we're done. Stick a fork in us. We're all done. They're going to take us off the air. There'll be no dissent. They're not going to allow Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't allow dissent. So this is our last chance to save America. Believe me, they will lower the voting age to 16 if Democrats get in. They will add a whole bunch of new Supreme Court justices. They will eliminate the Electoral College. It's Trump or bust, baby. Give it all you got. Give it everything we got. It's Trump or there's no more Wayne Root. I'm going home. I'm moving to Australia. We'll see you tomorrow. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I tell you what I think off the top of my head. It's usually right. I reserve the right to say once in a while I get it wrong off the top of my head. I come back tomorrow and tell you I've rethought it. But I think Trump, to get reelected, is going to have to put forth some ideas that we're not going to like about guns. Just to get some of the women, the suburban mothers in our corners. They're not afraid of him and the Republican Party and all us scary white males. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless you.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.